Hello. Thank you for coming to Senior Spotlight number 9. This is Mary Cordova with Concierge Care Advisors. I'm a co-founder of Concierge Care Advisors. We help seniors find housing and stay in their home safely. And today we are going to talk a little bit about Senior Spotlight through Senior Life AI. It's a groundbreaking technology that is enhances senior safety to remain at home as long as they can and understand their fall risk and monitoring in Q1 2025 their cognitive ability as well. So right now I am here with Ash Roy, and he is the founder of Senior Life AI and also Shoko. Nice to see you guys. Thank you for coming.
Nice to meet you, Mary.
Nice to see you as well. Absolutely. So today we just like to learn a little bit about Senior Life AI and how it was developed, and go ahead and share a little bit about your guys' self.
Sure. I'm going to start first, and yes, then I'll let Shoko take over.
Perfect.
So first of all, thank you so much for inviting us. And so we started this company from, it kind of goes back to my first company that I started about 6 years ago in Japan. So that is now the number 2 smart home company in Japan. So we do energy management, we do home ambience, but we also help monitor seniors with sensors, with using sensors. So we got a lot of inbound queries from customers. Can you actually assess the risks early on? Can you assess risk of fall? And if so, can you help prevent it? So we got all those questions and we said, okay, scratch our heads. And they said, well, we looked at the market. The market is huge, 38 million seniors in Japan, 63 million here, $50 billion cost in cost of fall. And then we said, okay, maybe we can crack it. And we decided to use vision AI, not sensors, because we wanted to make sure there's zero implementations. Cameras are getting better. And the AI algorithms are getting smarter every 6 months, 10x smarter every 6 months. And the NVIDIA GPUs are here, as everybody knows, right? So the first, we built Mobility Health. We got launched it in Japan, got FDA approved. And then now we are deploying it in the U.S. Thank you to you with
so
your help.
We are so excited to be a part of your launch here.
And then hopefully in Q1 25, we're going to release the next product, which will allow us to detect Alzheimer's before it's clinically diagnosed, 5 years before. And that can be an amazing game changer, again, with vision AI using gaze tracking.
We are so excited to hear about that. I would love to know more about that technology when the time is right.
Absolutely.
But I absolutely know on those mini mental tests and things that come out, it's so late in the game.
Correct.
So seeing that is just going to be life-changing.
Correct.
And also on the fall prevention, I've been in senior care and housing for over 20 years. And the number one reason we all know why people have to move from their own home is a fall, right?
Right.
And we know we can't stop falls, but we can help prevent them. And
right,
with knowledge,
right,
and rather than coming in and saying, my mom gets up 4 times a night, she's in the restroom for about 5 minutes. If she doesn't come back to bed in 8 minutes, she probably fell.
Right.
It's much better to go back and say, gosh, you know what? You're a risk of falls.
Correct.
And this is the reason why.
Correct.
And now you need a standby assist.
Correct.
And that is why.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. That's our goal.
So really appreciate it. And Concierge Care Advisors is so blessed to be a part of your guys' launch here in the USA. HIPAA compliant, FDA approved. All of the clinicians I've been talking to are ecstatic about this. A lot of nurses, doctors are saying this is something that the clinical eye cannot pick up.
Correct.
And it would take hours for someone to complete the test. So I would like to talk a little bit about what that test looks like. You mentioned not using sensors, and I think that's huge for the senior population, not having electrodes or something, you know, on their body. So if you can talk to the audience about what does this look like, what does the platform look like, and how the test is performed from the tug test.
Sure, sure. So I came from the sensor world, so we kind of know that really cold. So we also know the challenges of the sensor, where it all, half the time it gets, you know, you can it can fail because of wearables, if you don't wear it correctly, you know, seniors will not wear the wearables
take
correctly.
It off.
So we wanted to kind of make it foolproof, very easy to implement, frictionless in the workflow. So this is how it works. It's basically a co-pilot, either for the staff or the clinician, right? And so it'll assess various types of mobility health risks, and including the risk of fall, but with evidence, accuracy, and without any friction. So this is how it works. You choose a test, right? And you take a video, you know, as it required, and upload, typically a 20-second video. And in about a minute, you get three reports. You get three things. You get the latest assessment, right? And then you get a suggested interventions, right? And then you also get a longitudinal tracking of mobility health, right? Which is very important. Which is very important to, you know, for especially for seniors as well as payers and providers and everybody.
Yep, to see those results and those improvements.
Exactly. And then once you get that, the staff or the clinician can make a decision on what to do. And then you can come back and assess the risks, right?
It's wonderful.
Yeah. So it's all that you need is a mobile phone.
And mobile phone and a chair.
Mobile phone and a chair, and you know, depends on the test, but you don't even need the app.
Right, I understand.
You can just upload the video on our website, and it just gives you the result in any format you want.
Ash, we had someone at the ocean, which from here, it was about a 3-hour drive.
Right.
And we asked the family member to go ahead and do the video.
Right.
Sit mom in a chair, walk 10 feet towards her, walk around, sit down, and be able to give them the analysis, the exercises to make mom, you know, obviously more compliant and, you know, less risk of falls.
She did it remotely.
So, yes, they did it remotely.
Wow.
And
cool.
We uploaded it.
Yes,
so
amazing.
It was
okay.
So amazing.
So, perfect.
Really exciting.
Perfect.
That's great technology. Right, and for all of our listeners, there is a platform, but also like Ash mentioned, if you are in an area where you are remote and you're worried about your mom's risk of falling, we can get that video just sent over to us. We can upload it on the app and give you a clinical readout, which is amazing.
Great.
So
yes,
we are so excited. When we went to
you stole it from my mouth. Exactly. That's what I wanted to say.
Yes,
perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
When we had our first event a couple of weeks ago with clinicians and hospitals, and our table, our booth was just inundated, and there was a line of what's going on over here.
That's great.
We were testing people. We had people behind the booth being tested. We had our doctor there. Dr. Ferris was there to answer any questions, and it was just so exciting. And one of my advisors came up to me and she said, I think I'm overwhelmed. I don't, so many people are at our booth, and I don't even know what's going on right now, but we know it's something that will help seniors, help their quality of life. After placing people, transitioning people, helping find housing after 20 years, I absolutely know that is the worst thing that someone can do, and it can be a predictable outcome for the rest of their life with a head injury or a broken hip that can't be surgically amended because of their age or their cognitive inabilities. So they're not doing surgery. Maybe they're just letting it heal naturally.
Right.
So we know that if someone takes a bad fall, it can be a bad outcome for the rest of their journey.
Right.
So to create something that can help people prevent falls, we all know we can't stop them,
right?
But we can help stop them by preventing and putting in place some tools that will help people prevent falls.
Absolutely. We did not start this company, and we're not doing this for, capital gain is a byproduct, but we are, the biggest pleasure I get, the biggest satisfaction I get, and my co-founder Shoko also will testify to that, is when people use it, and we made a huge, meaningful difference in that's when we get all excited. The whole team gets excited.
Absolutely, where the rubber meets the road.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That brings the smile to our face to know that we help somebody from falling. We put a plan in place to keep them safe, knowing their risk of falling, and implementing that. So thank you so much. We really appreciate you, Ash, and bringing this to concierge care advisors. And now I would like to move over to Shoko and introduce you and your side of the business and the design part and all of the things that you bring to the table. Shoko, thank you and welcome.
Thank you for introducing. I'm a co-founder of the seniorlife.ai, and I'm overseeing the product, UX side and CX side. So in Japan, we have 300 plus subscriptions, and it's including hospitals, large daycare centers, and senior living operators. So and we conducted the case study for over 2 years with 1,200 plus seniors. And they come to the senior daycare center and do the exercise there and measures the outcome with our software. So how it works is like this. So they test with our software and then get the result with a paper, printed paper or PDF. And the result includes the test report and past data, like the past 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, and then and it also includes the recommendation of the exercise. It's personalized based on the test results, and they go back home and do the exercise. And do the exercise at the daycare center as well, and then test again in 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah. So usually it's 3 months. It depends on the person, but it's around 3 months. And then we found there is a significant improvement more than 50% of all the adults improve their risk level of the fall.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. And then also we found 70% of the high risk level people moved to the lower risk level.
Mm.
So it led to the lower number of the fall incident.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, that it costs a lot to the senior living facilities. Yeah.
It's wonderful. And I think when you can decrease falls, your staff, everyone's just so much happier. Mm-hmm. The family's happier, the resident, of course, mm-hmm. but also people, caregivers that are caring for people. They get heart sick when somebody falls.
Right. Yeah,
they exactly. feel like they haven't done their job.
Right.
And talking to in-home care agencies where people are wanting to stay at home,
right.
and we help them stay at home as long as they're safe. Mm-hmm. And when people come in and we know that someone's a fall risk, to have 4 hours of in-home care and putting a Band-Aid on it does not help.
Right.
But be able to come back with this assessment.
Correct.
And say, your mom is at risk of falling. Mm. She needs somebody in the house 24/7, and this is why.
Yeah, so if I may comment something.
Please.
So I think what we found in Japan is, so we're kind of looking at three things, as Shoko said, in the case study, right? So first is, do the seniors improve their mobility health as
right.
a result of that? And did the reported case of major incidents go down and so on? But the last part was very interesting. Are we able to engage the seniors?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're aware of your problem,
you can
take
help
care
fix
of
it.
You
right.
have to take care of it.
And it sounds
so
like
we
you
found,
are.
Actually, the PDF report was very interesting because they're older adults, so they have a printed copy of
right.
piece of paper
that shows
they can
them
see
the exercises.
They can exercises.
I love
they
that.
Can see the trend
yes.
line and so on.
And
so
everyone wants to improve.
Correct. And it's not technically speaking, it's not very hard.
Right.
But we found that through feedback that's a little thing that makes huge difference. And also, what we found, it gave the family, right? The family now gained confidence in the care
right.
and peace of mind.
Yes.
Because now they're not just like, okay, somebody's judgment. They can actually see it.
Yes.
They can see the longitudinal tracking. So it gives them confidence in the care itself and peace of mind. which was very interesting, right? You know, we're always learning, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because we're all like technology people, so.
But I think seniors, you give them, you validate to them, if you do these exercises, you will not be at high risk of a fall. And of course, you are empowering them to make better decisions. When I did it on my mom is like speed racer. You know, she wants to get out of that chair and go race. She's a mother of 10 children. That's probably how she spent her life, right, racing from one thing to the next.
Right.
And now she's retired. And when I see her get up off the couch, it's like, Mom, take a deep breath, relax. You're not going to, you know, care for a child.
Right. Yeah.
So for me, I was able to show her on that getting up was just way too quick.
Right.
And then,
I see,
racing around that, you know, next thing.
Right.
So it was just empowering to be able to say, slow down, you're at risk of falling.
Right.
Because not that you have a wobbly gait or anything, right, but she's just so quick off of the chair.
Chair.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So that was really good to be able to physically show her on a piece of paper.
Right.
Versus her daughter sharing something that
right,
she doesn't
want to
hear.
Just an observation. It's the AI machine telling you. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So there is some validation to being able to put that on paper.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
To be able to share with family members, the senior, to make changes in their life and better outcomes.
Right.
So Shoko, is there anything that you would like to share and talk about? And then we would love to know a little bit more about the cognitive test.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you want to share something? I was going to tell them what our challenges were, by the way, as a company, right?
Yeah.
So I think the two big challenges we had as a company, one was, do we have the data, access to data? So believe it or not, we built one of the largest set of data in the world. We had access to tens of thousands of older adults in Japan. So we built from scratch this video data, clinically taken videos, and that allowed us to solve the problem, right?
Wow.
Train the models, basically.
Yes.
The second problem that we had in Japan is we need technology, we need AI, we need backend, but we didn't know go to market. How does it integrate in the workflow? So we actually were very lucky to be able to recruit, you know, pitch it to him, and he decided to come on board. Kaz Ogawa, who is our co-founder, he went back from Stanford and managed a 220 daycare center business in Japan.
Wow! Yeah.
So he was our first customer.
Wonderful.
Trial customer.
Right, right.
And then he left his company, joined us.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. I just wanted to share that with you because, I mean, Shoko is a brain of the design. I'm just an idea man, but Kaz was really brilliant in where the rubber meets the road,
right,
making sure it goes through 10 iterations for clinician staff to accept the product the way they actually can use it.
Well, yeah. And in emergency rooms, they can test for fall risk,
right,
evaluations, which,
right,
is really huge. Kaiser,
right,
is really big on that.
Right.
And Washington State is really big right now on fall prevention.
Correct. I know we have a little bit of time left. You wanted to ask me about...
Yes, the cognitive test.
Cognitive side. Okay. So...
Excuse me. Is that done through them answering questions? Is it... That's really what
Very interesting. So first of all, it's when you look at dementia, I'll try to be as quick as possible given the time limit. So when you look at dementia, there are 75% of the dementia is Alzheimer's, about 70%. About 15-20% is vascular dementia, and the rest are different kinds. Now, Alzheimer's today costs $350 billion. It's bigger as a category than heart disease and cardiovascular disease and cancer, right? So what they found out in clinical research over the last 20 years is before Alzheimer's is diagnosed, there's something called AMCI, or amnestic mild cognitive impairment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that you can track with gaze,
mm-hmm,
a specific pattern of gaze.
Mm.
The technology...
Going to the eyes.
Correct, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the technology wasn't there in the sense you couldn't track,
mm-hmm,
at 60 frames per second, right, 2 years ago. Now you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually track the gaze of a pre-AD patient who is not diagnosed, mm-hmm. but you have to train them. Yeah. You have to have the data mm-hmm. to train training mm-hmm. data mm-hmm. for your software to work. So right now we're training our model. And the format is very simple. Somebody comes in, they look at an iPad, mm-hmm. which is about a foot, about 15, 20 inches away. And you go through a 5 minute of looking at the screen. Screen directs you. That's it.
Wow.
Done.
Well, I can understand that because I ran a 60-bed dementia community. You had to have a diagnosis of memory loss.
Right.
And you can see a lot in people's eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But so you ask people to fix, look at something. Mm-hmm. How much time are they getting fixated on that? You ask people to follow a dot.
Right.
And you ask for people to go against the dot, pro saccade and anti saccade. Mm. But the thing is, the computer vision can measure it really accurately. And if you've trained your models with enough data, then your prediction is that much less false positive, which is what we're looking for.
Right.
No false positives, mm-hmm. or very little false positives. Mm-hmm.
And even if there's a false positive, to make someone aware of a potential and then get some testing, right?
Correct. And it gets done in 5 minutes, frictionless.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you're saying that they can pick that up perhaps 5 years earlier?
5 years before that. So what it does is, exactly. So what it does is, once you're diagnosed with Alzheimer's, there's really not much cure. It's mitigation.
Right, absolutely.
But if you diagnose somebody pre-diagnosed, before your brain is, your brain is still healthy. It's mm-hmm. compensating for mm-hmm. it, right? Mm-hmm. But once you capture AMCI with high specificity, you could delay the Alzheimer's by 10 years.
Well, if you find out 5 years earlier.
Exactly. Cognitive therapy, physical therapy, lifestyle changes, many, many things.
Absolutely.
And that's what payers are targeting, and families are targeting. Out-of-pocket cost is huge, too.
Absolutely. And I think there's sometimes we can pick this behavior up sometimes before they are diagnosed.
Correct.
Families tell us if someone is isolating, if someone doesn't perhaps leave the home a lot, or those kind of things. We can ask little questions, are they overwhelmed? Do they, feel comfortable in their own environment and don't want to leave, and those kind of things. But to pick this up 5 years beyond that is correct. Just life-changing. And we'll be able to give people empowerment to be able to, like you said, make some life changes and to help with cognitive inabilities that come with that.
Right.
We are so looking forward to that. We are. Senior Life and, AI, not and, until and, quarter and, one of 2025, right?
Yeah, and as usual, Shoko is leading the design there, and it's a very different product.
Perfect.
Very different product. Lots and lots of statistics.
Oh, I bet.
It's not the same way that we look at mobility health. And she's
share a little bit about what that looks like. Is it overwhelming with all the statistics? And
about the cognitive, what can I say about that? So there are so many researches about the cognitive correlation with the the Alzheimer's disease mm-hmm. and so on. So I don't know.
We can't talk too much about it.
Well, we want people to be
exactly.
anticipating.
That's
of
why
this.
She's like thinking, she's should like, I talk
like,
about
how
it
how
or
much
not?
Should I
no.
should I say
no.
here?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We've said enough. I think we want to make people
once it's published in Nature, you will see it.
Perfect. And I know we're talking a little bit about it on our newsletter coming up. But more to come with Senior Life AI on the cognitive side, Q1 of 2025. And Ash, I cannot thank you guys enough. Shoko, thank you so much
for coming in today.
Concierge Care Advisors is so excited to be able to highlight Senior Life AI, help seniors with a better quality of life, help with the prevention of falls. Come to ConciergeCareAdvisors.com to come check out our website on Senior Life AI. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Mary, and the whole team. We're super excited, and just with the interactions in a month or so, it's we're looking for something really fantastic.
So are we. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.